From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, July 27th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from the Forbidden Files. Protect your childlike mind at all costs. You know how adults often look back on their childhood and nostalgically remember how carefree and full of wonder it was? They miss the magic of being a kid. But the thing is, that magic wasn't just about being a kid. It was about being present. When we're kids, we're not thinking about the future or past. We're just fully engaged in the moment. This idea is supported by research on the concept of flow states, which are periods of heightened focus and productivity where we're fully immersed in an activity. Scientists have found that flow states are often accompanied by a temporary reduction in brain activity in the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for self-consciousness and overthinking. The problem is, as adults, we often try to force our way into flow states by being more productive and efficient, but this can actually have the opposite effect. Instead, we need to tap into our inner child and recapture the sense of play and curiosity that we had as kids. This means letting go of our need for control and perfection and embracing the unknown. In fact, research has shown that people who are more playful and open to new experiences are more likely to achieve their goals and find success. It's not about being reckless or irresponsible, but about being willing to take risks and try new things without overthinking them. One way to do this is to adopt a mindset of play, to approach life with a sense of curiosity and wonder, and to be willing to try new things without overthinking them. This means letting go of our need for control and perfection and embracing the unknown. It's a mindset that's been adopted by people like entrepreneurs and artists who know that the best ideas and innovations often come from taking risks and trying new things. Ultimately, the key to achieving our goals and finding success is not about being more productive or efficient, but about being more playful and open to new experiences. By recapturing the sense of play and curiosity that we had as kids, we can tap into our inner creativity and potential and achieve great things. Next, second, from New Atlas. Superages share traits linked to living healthier for longer. So researchers looked at people from areas known for having a high percentage of people who live a long time, often referred to as blue zones. They found that these individuals, who are called superagers, tend to share certain personality traits. It appears that these traits might be connected to their ability to live healthier for longer. The study suggests that personality could play a role in how well people age, but it's based on observational data, so it's not a definitive cause and effect relationship. The researchers observed that superagers often have a strong sense of purpose and tend to be more outgoing. They also seem to handle stress better than others, which could be a key factor in their ability to stay healthy as they age. It's worth noting that this is a relatively small study, and more research would be needed to confirm these findings. However, it's an interesting area of study that could potentially provide insights into how we can all live healthier, longer lives. It's also important to keep in mind that correlation does not necessarily mean causation. Just because these superagers share certain personality traits, it doesn't mean that having those traits will automatically lead to a longer, healthier life. There are likely many other factors at play, including lifestyle, genetics, and access to healthcare. Still, the study does suggest that personality could be one piece of the puzzle when it comes to aging well. Up next, third, from phys.org. Saber-toothed cats' spinal tumours suggest inbred species struggled to survive. researchers found a higher than expected rate of spinal nerve tumours in fossilised sabre-toothed cat spines from the La Brea tar pits. This suggests the species may have been experiencing inbreeding, which can lead to genetic health problems. The tumours would have caused significant pain and mobility issues, making it harder for the cats to hunt and survive. This could have contributed to their vulnerability to getting trapped in the tar pits, ultimately leading to their extinction. The study relied on a small sample size, but the findings are consistent with other evidence of inbreeding in the saber-toothed cat population. And then, fourth, from New Atlas, Invincible phone rolls 3-day battery life into daily driver-ish form. So I've been looking at this new phone from Alcatel. The WP61 Plus isn't out yet, but it's a smaller sibling, the WP5. That's worth mentioning. It's still a big phone, but not as massive as the WP61 Plus. It's got a 10,000 Taos Mei battery, which is still plenty large, and it's supposed to last around 3 days on a single charge. That's not too shabby for a phone you can actually use as a daily driver, not just a backup or a power bank on the go. Next, fifth, from Monga Bay, Thai MP calls for new committee to scrutinise AI data centres' environmental impact. A Thai opposition MP is pushing for a parliamentary committee to oversee data centres, which are popping up in his coastal constituency. These centres require a lot of water and electricity, and the MP is worried about the environmental impact on local communities. He thinks Thailand should rethink its approach to data centre development, prioritising sustainability, community protection, and fair economic benefits. His constituency is home to at least 13 data centres in various stages of development, and the MP sees it as his duty to safeguard the interests of his constituents who rely on natural resources. The proposed committee would review the government's policies and regulations on data centres, aiming to strengthen environmental safeguards, increase transparency, and ensure community participation. Up next, sixth, from South Dakota Voices. Things are spiralling out of control. Recidivism in South Dakota has risen from 44% to 50% since Governor Rodin took office, a 14% jump that puts the state among the nation's highest. The increase isn't linked to any new parole or rehabilitation programs. Instead, the governor pushed a hundreds of millions prison building bill that adds cost without funding those missing services. The legislation funds a maximum security facility, even though experts say a medium security complex would suffice. Critics argue the extra expense benefits donors or could be used to bring in more hardened inmates, but the real impact is higher taxes for South Dakota residents. After the vote, Rodin created a new Correctional Rehabilitation Task Force, despite an existing one already working on the issue. Some see this as a political payoff rather than a genuine effort to address the problem. Endorsements of the upcoming candidate Doden from figures like Attorney General candidate Lance Russell and former Speaker Steve Haugard suggest a chance for reform. But the current situation remains a costly, unresolved spiral. And then, seventh, from Chad's weather blog, July 26, 8 p.m. weather forecast. So a new weather app just launched, and it's got some pretty cool features. It's got access to a bunch of weather stations in the area, which should give us more accurate forecasts. The app also has some solid radar software and the ability to create detailed graphics, which should help us visualise the weather better. The people behind the app seem to be genuinely invested in providing good local weather information, which is great. They're all about keeping people safe and informed, which is exactly what you want from a weather app. It's not a huge overhaul or anything, but it's a nice update to have, especially if you're someone who checks the weather a lot. I'm looking forward to seeing how it works out. Next, eighth, from Play Makes Us Human, number 122. Online Resilience and Wellbeing in Young People. A new study on online resilience and well-being in young people sheds light on how adults can help kids develop resilience in the digital age. Researchers conducted focus groups with over 1,000 young people, including 700 teenagers, to understand their online experiences and views on how adults can support them. The teens reported spending a significant amount of time online, not just for entertainment, but also for schoolwork, socialising, and accessing information. They argued that adults often exaggerate the dangers of online content, such as pornography and cyberbullying, and fail to recognise the benefits of online interactions. The teens emphasised that most of their upsetting online experiences came from conflictual interactions with their peers, not from strangers or media companies. They suggested that adults should focus on helping them develop skills to deal with online meanness, such as ignoring or blocking the source of the problem. The teens also noted that comparing their online presence to others can be a source of anxiety, but they were aware of the potential for photos and social media posts to be manipulated. The study highlights the importance of understanding young people's online experiences and providing them with support and guidance to develop resilience in the digital world. By doing so, adults can help kids navigate the complexities of online interactions and build their confidence and self-esteem. Up next, ninth from the quantum model. Flow states. You know that feeling when you're so fully immersed in something that time just disappears? Like you're writing, painting, or hiking, and hours pass without you even noticing. Psychologists call this state flow, or being in the zone. It's a universal human experience where you're completely absorbed in the activity, and everything else fades away. Flow isn't about escaping reality, but rather entering it so deeply that nothing else exists for a little while. It's not just about pleasure, but about complete immersion. And what's fascinating is that flow can happen even in difficult or physically exhausting activities. It's not about avoiding challenges, but about finding the right balance. When we're in flow, our internal narrator, that constant self-criticism and self-evaluation, fades away. This is because the brain's prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for self-monitoring, becomes less active. As a result, we become less self-conscious, yet feel more fully ourselves. Flow also changes our experience of time. Hours can feel like minutes, or minutes can feel like hours. This is because our attention becomes unified, and we're no longer checking the clock. Flow happens when the challenge is just slightly greater than our current ability, not too easy, not too hard. It's a narrow space, but one that's incredibly rewarding. So if you want to experience flow, try finding an activity that's challenging, but not overwhelming. It might be learning a new skill or taking on a new project. And remember, flow isn't just about the activity itself, but about the sense of being fully alive and present in the moment. And then. 10th, from Inverse Science. Is Corlys dead? House of the Dragon may have just drastically changed one character's fate. House of the Dragon is starting to veer off course. The Game of Thrones prequel began with a pretty accurate adaptation of George R.R. Martin's Fire and Blood, which followed the Dance of Dragons among the Targaryens. But now, in season 3, the action is a little different. Ormond Hightower, a minor character in the books, has been elevated to lead villain, and we've seen him start a murder plot against the City Watch. But after Rhaenyra tried an underhanded method to assassinate him, Ormond apparently decided to take another tactic. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.